What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to Joe Rogan and Dr. Phil talking about woke culture. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That lit, that, lit, that slap, it is that one.
Everybody talking about this new drink.
They like, that's that turn, that lit, that slap. It is that one. That
hey, everybody talking about this new drink. They like,
Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on Our Locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link. Must be 21 and over, and shipping and handling is included. Also, there's locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And the Dizzle Brand hats, t-shirts under the Dizzle Brand shop. And we just set up a Esty, and I'll be adding that into the description links as well for these videos. So, all right, let's get into this. Joe Rogan and Dr. Phil.
Time to be alive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting weirder too. I mean, it is getting weird, don't
it
you
is.
Think?
Well, it is. Certainly. Well, it's highlighted on your show. You know, you've kind of exposed a lot of it to America.
Yeah, you know, every year in the summer, we kind of work to reinvent ourselves about how we can tell our stories better and all that sort of thing. And we really focus on.
Let me pump the brakes before he goes further. I love what he just said. Every summer, we go to reinvent ourselves. People like musicians have to reinvent themselves all the time. A lot of businesses have to reinvent themselves. Reinvention is a big component of longevity, creativity, staying relevant, staying new, fresh with ideas, reinventing yourself. But let's keep it moving. All right, come on, video.
What our viewers are asking about. And I have to tell you, this year the questions really changed. Because,
yeah.
You know, we still deal with human functioning, you know, marriage and family and all that. But in addition to that, the questions we got over the summer this year started really changing. Like, are we going to make it? Are we going to survive? What, are we safe? Are our kids safe? Are they safe in school? What are they being taught in school? Should we be going down there and seeing what they're teaching them? Are we, what's happening as far as values in this country? I mean, people started asking different questions. And so I changed everything. I used to have that studio audience out in the bleachers out there. I moved everybody on stage, and we're just having a focus group every day, like 110 people up there in a focus group, and letting them talk and ask questions because they're really concerned. And I just said, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to start talking about the social issues along with everything else, because if you even took psychology in high school, or you took Psych 101, one of the first fundamental principles you learned was you don't reward bad behavior, right?
Right.
You don't reward bad behavior. I mean, the world is a meritocracy.
Facts.
And we've somehow lost that. We all of a sudden we're paying people not to work more than they get if they work. And then we say, what happened to the supply chain? Well, you paid everybody not to work. That's what happened to the supply chain. And I'm stunned that we're running this country in so many areas where we're just violating the most fundamental psychological principles that you could ever imagine. And I'm watching that happen, and I say, I just can't be silent about this anymore. So I'm talking about it.
What do you think is the root cause of the shift?
I think it's been happening gradually, but like everything, you know, it's like if you start rolling a rock downhill, it starts getting faster and faster and faster. And I think it's happened for a lot of reasons, but I think we've got a whole generation of kids that are really smart, by the way. These kids are smart, but I think they've started living on their devices. It's kind of like along about 2007 or 8, like it seems like airplanes flew over the country and just started dropping smartphones, and everybody's head went from here to here. I mean, think about it. When you look, you go anywhere, go to the mall, go just anywhere there's a group, and what do you see in their hands? You see a device. We didn't grow up with devices.
Let me stop for a second. I think he's totally right on this. Like, I make a living on the internet, and I don't keep my face in the phone. Like, when I'm at the house, the phone is on the charger. The only time I might be looking at my phone is maybe when I'm sitting down watching TV. That's when I like to go through and find some TikTok posts to do. Or I might go ahead and post some Instagram stories or some Facebook stories or reels. Why I got time? Because, you know, it's my downtime. I'm watching TV. But everywhere I go, these people, you're in the grocery line and they're just... I never have my phone out when I'm at the grocery store. As soon as I walk in the grocery store, I throw my phone in the pocket. You know, anywhere you go, that's why the attention span. And that's the thing: these people, when your face is just in the phone all the time, most of the time they're just taking what's being put in front of them. You know, that's why I like to get on my laptop, get on my desktop, and actually search out information, search out videos. That's the thing. Nobody's searching out anything anymore. They're just taking what's thrown right in their face, you know. Oh, keep scrolling. But nobody's just, you know, head up. All right, let's search for some stuff. When you head down, you're just taking whatever come to you, man.
When I started Dr. Phil 21 years ago, the first text hadn't been sent. There were no social media platforms. None of that stuff was going on. Technology is great. I love technology. But we've got generations that started living virtually. They're watching people live their lives instead of living their own lives. And that changed the metrics on everything. Think about that. TikTok, Instagram, all of this. You're watching other people live their lives instead of living your own. And that changed everything.
That seems like one factor, but that wouldn't explain this abandonment of meritocracy.
Well, that is just one factor. You're exactly right. But there's something else that I think has come along with it, and we've got a generation of what I call concierge parents that are running interference for their kids. And look, the way you learn about yourself, the way you make attributions to yourself about yourself is the same way you make attributions about other people. You have people that you have opinions of, right? You know, you got people, friends or staff, that you watch what they do and you say, he or she is a go-to person. I know what they do. I can count on them. They're going to be there every time. They're going to show up on time. They're going to get everything ready. They're going to be buttoned up. They're like clockwork, right? And you attribute that to them because you watch what they do. If they're problem solvers, you know, hey, go get Becky in here. Go get Jeff in here. They are problem solvers. You know that because you've watched them do it, and you make that attribution to them. That's the same way we learn about ourselves. You watch ourselves master certain tasks, overcome certain things, And if we're cheated out of that experience, we don't learn that about ourselves. And if you've got parents that are out there smoothing out all the bumps for you, then you don't learn that you can smooth out your own bumps. You don't learn that you can overcome obstacles. You don't learn that you can master your environment. And so as a result, you don't have the self-esteem. You don't have the self-worth. You don't make the attributions that, hey, I can do this shit. And when you don't believe you can do this shit, then you start saying, well, I don't want a meritocracy. I want everybody to just kind of go along the same. And so we started seeing in the universities.
Let me stop there, Russ. I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine where he was saying, they sent me some companies, like asking me about these companies. I like, they're legit, but they're kind of like do-it-yourself companies, like Spotify promotion, do-it-yourself. And, you know, so my guy was just like, well, you know, you could just pay Paul to just do it. So you don't got to do it yourself, which is going to take a lot longer because I've already accumulated, you know, contacts, playlist contacts, and already have places to submit at where I get good turnarounds and stuff like that. And that's the thing. Like the guy that told the other guy, hey, just go to Paul, he knows my attributes. He knows that what I do, you know? So yeah, I just dealt with something with that the other day with somebody like, hey, well, what, why take all this time to do it yourself? Just why don't you go have Paul do it? Cause Paul's already doing this and he's already got all these contacts, you know, that he could just submit to them all at once. And if you do it yourself, you got to submit to them one by one by one by one by one by one, which is a lot more time consuming, you know? So, yeah, let's keep it moving. It's a little bit still left. Let's see what Dr. Phil has to say in this last little bit.
So we started seeing in the universities, you start seeing kids that are complaining that something the professor said hurt their feelings. It upset them. So they start going to the dean. They start going to the department head and saying, that professor said things that upset me. And we've had more professors disciplined, suspended, or dismissed in the last 10 or 15 years than we've had since McCarthyism, because kids are going in there and saying, that hurt my feelings. He offended me and said things that were offensive. And so they complain about it and they get listened to. And so the professors, and you know, some of them are assholes, I'm sure. Some of them are offensive by any standard, but it's out of control. And these kids are sensitive to the point when I was in college, when it campuses were where you went to hear the other side, right?
So, yeah. These are some super sensitive times. And it's so sensitive. It's like, you don't even know what words offend people anymore. It's like words that have never offended nobody in an entire life are now people are offended by them, you know? And now there's all the things that are being labeled as racist. I've seen when people try to say, being healthy is racist. Math is racist. Really? So 2 + 2 = 4 is racist. No, that's just common, you know, education so you can make it in the world. If you don't know math, how the hell are you going to make it in the work world? How the hell are you going to work a register at a job if you don't know math? I mean, that's racist. I mean, I don't get it. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's racist is when you assume a race of people is not smart enough or not educated enough or can't educate themselves enough or can't do something, can't stand on their own two feet. You know, that's what's really racist. But yeah, we're in a very sensitive world. Yeah, I agree with pretty much a lot what Dr. Phil just said. And that's the thing. Joe Rogan, they said, is not even really a Republican, but he is not down with this woke agenda. And either am I. Like, Hollywood hasn't learned. Once you go woke, you go broke. This only caters to a small group of people, a small subset group of people. This is only catering to the minority. This does not cater to the majority. And that's where you lose. Like, you know, as a business or like politicians are pretty much like a business. They get donors. They have to, you know, there's no politician that's not bringing in agendas of their biggest donors. Because their biggest donors aren't going to donate unless you come with that agenda. And, you know, yeah, it's tricky, man. It's tricky because you can't win in politics just catering to a small subset or small group like the Democrats are. Because I could tell you right now, every black person ain't woke. Every Hispanic person ain't woke. Every white person ain't woke. I would argue that the percentage is really, really small as far as the wokeness goes. You know. So, once again, I'll take up tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.